OKM Music Festival. And that was outstanding. You and your son came out there and just really wowed the crowd.
Thank you. We certainly enjoyed it, and we think we have something that people do want to hear and see.
Indeed. Two great big grand pianos and two very stylish and handsome men just tickling the ivory.
Well, thank you. Well, we figured if they don't like what everything they hear, we'll give them something good to look at.
Michaela, you've got some questions for Donald, right?
Yes. Well, I just wanted to first kind of give an introduction to those people who are listening in who may not know, be familiar with Ryan and Ryan. They have a wonderful reputation and a long list of credentials. Donald is originally from Trinidad and Tobago, and he has degrees from Oral Roberts University as well as University of Tulsa. He's also has a diploma from the 9th International Chopin Competition. He was inducted to the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame. And then, of course, his son is no different. He also studied at the University of Oklahoma, performed, was a featured soloist at the Oklahoma Jazz Hall of Fame, the Tulsa Performing Arts Center, among other different venues. And so it's just wonderful to have them back with us. We're so excited. Donald, can you tell us, you know, a little bit more about the album that you're premiering and, you know, like, this, I don't believe this is your first Christmas album, is that correct?
Well, for the duo, yes, it is our first Christmas. I have had a solo Christmas CD out for some years, but for Ryan and Ryan Piano Duo, this is our first. And as far as, you know, what's on it, we took well-known, well, mostly well-known carols and put our touch to it. What is our touch? Scintillating piano at times, rather original, pleasantly surprising harmonic treatment, virtuosic when needed, or well, certainly when we wanted, giving surprising, some unexpected, pleasant-sounding treatments to old favorites, and introducing a couple of new ones. Baron arranged one called What Is This Lovely Fragrance, which is an old French carol, not that very well-known, but a beautiful carol and superbly well-arranged. Boy, what else can I tell you? I could go on and on. My wife listens to it incessantly since we got the final copies, and I still like it even after all the times that she's been listening to it.
I like that.
Question I was going to ask was, did you or your son have a favorite from the album? But it sounds like that might be the one.
Oh wow, I would honestly say there is not a weak number in the entire album. We have 8 of them. Starts off with Angels We Have Heard on High, which is a... Yeah. I am almost embarrassed to say it, but I did quite well on it. I arranged it.
It's okay. It's okay to say that. It is.
Really no shame in taking pride in your art.
Well, in this one, I will confess I take pride in it. You know, oh, wow. The beginning, the first number, the last number, just about everything in the middle. I can't honestly, Michaela, say that I have a favorite. It's always the next one on the album.
Which, so, that's all right.
The previous one that I've heard, I can't give you a good answer for that. It's all superb.
Well, I know people here in Bartlesville are very excited to see you and your son perform. And, you know, for those who have seen you at the festival, they are more than thrilled to have you back. For those who may not have seen you in the summer, I'm sure they're going, you know, they're going to be in for a treat. Another question that I think some people may have is, tell us what it's like to perform with your son, you know, that family dynamic of being able to have that chemistry on and off stage. I myself work with my family as well, and I know that it's wonderful to be able to be with people you love on a day-to-day basis and really interact with them in a more professional setting. But what are your thoughts?
Oh, it is terrific. You know, having watched him grow physically as well as maturing emotionally and musically, it is an extreme pleasure to play with him. One of the advantages is that our tastes are quite similar. I guess I inculcated him with mine from his earliest years. So he almost instinctively knows what I want or what I'm going to do. He knows what I like, so he accommodates that. I try to make certain that I don't have things on my way, and that I concede to him often enough in musical taste. What we disagree on, we talk over. And so the camaraderie that you see on stage with us enjoying music and enjoying each other is not something that we just put on for the lights and the stage. It's something that we enjoy in private life too. What's it like? It could hardly be any more fulfilling for a father to have his son choose the father's profession and enjoy it so much and do so well at it.
So that's great.
Did I skirt around or did I answer it directly?
Very directly.
very directly. Very well said.
Oh my goodness sakes! This album is going to
be. I would say he would be on the call too, but he is as. We speak traveling. He has an 11-hour drive to return home to Tulsa. He just finished his last concert of a 4-week tour, solo piano tour. He finished it last night. So that's why he's not with me.
Understood. You got to pay the bills, as they say. But this is going to be great. We're really looking forward to having you back in Bartlesville and at the beautiful little concert hall that we have here. The acoustics are wonderful. Michaela, tell us about it.
Yeah, so Ambler Hall is, like I said previously, right across from the OKM office. It's within the same building at 415 South Dewey. As you go into the front doors, you'll just make a right instead of a left. And it's a beautiful venue. It seats about 80 to 85 people, maybe. And so very intimate. You get to hear everything. You get to see the performers up close and personal. And, you know, this event is going to include a pre-show soiree actually at 6 p.m. and that's going to include the champagne, the cookies, the cocoa, the canapés, as well as for guests to be able to interact with both Baron and Donald on a personal level, ask them questions, get to find out more about the album and what their performing style is. And then the actual show will take place at 7 p.m. and run all the way until 8:45.
And you can't get lost. It's pretty much across the street, a little ways, I guess, from where you were the last time at the big auditorium.
Yes, yes. So it's going to be right across from Regent Bank. We're right next to the Rogers State University and, of course, the White Bull with the music notes.
And we look forward to having you here and just really having a ball with you and your son.
Thank you. Thank you. We are very much looking forward to it also. We've rehearsed, we've played this program, we've recorded it, and we are just excited to put it in front of a live audience. Now, four of the numbers we've done already, but four are brand new. So the Bartlesville audience will be hearing those numbers for the first time of anybody.
Well, we feel pretty blessed to be able to have that experience coming our way, and we are really looking forward to it. Michaela, what are the dates, and how do we get tickets for this great event coming up?
So the date of the performance is November 30th. It's on a Tuesday evening, part of our hashtag Giving Tuesday event. And just a quick recap of what hashtag Giving Tuesday is. It began in 2012. It was an initiative of the New York 92nd Street Y to promote what was a partnership with the United Nations Foundation to encourage acts of generosity around the world. So over 70 different countries participate in this worldwide, and they choose their favorite prophets. It's just a way to promote nonprofits, volunteering, giving of any kind. And so OKM does this, and we give back to our artists. We promote them, we give back. So half of the proceeds will go to them, and half of them will go to OKM. And the proceeds that go to OKM, we will use for our showcase series in the upcoming music festival. And our showcase series is a series of concerts and performances that we host free and give free to the public. So it's just a way to keep funneling that money back into wonderful artists, wonderful people that we can then showcase for free to them. But to answer your question, it's November 30th at 6 p.m. is the pre-show. And then to order tickets, you can go to our website, okmmusic.org. You can call our office at 918-336-9900, or you can walk in person to our office at 415 South Dewey Avenue.
Donald, we can't wait for you and your son to be back up here in Bartlesville to perform for us once again. The first time was really dazzling. We're really looking forward to this new album and to hear selections from it and how you treat these things with such great artistry.
Thank you, Tom. We are delighted for the opportunity and looking forward to it greatly.
And I want to thank you for being on our program today. And Michaela Curlis, also from OKM, thank you for being with us on our Community Connection. To all, have yourselves a very great day, and we will see you soon at Ambler Hall.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. We've got more coming up. Thank you.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.